This Week in the Civil War, on Sunday, February 14, 1864, William Tecumseh Sherman's forces entered Meridian, Mississippi, after marching from Vicksburg, with little opposition from General Unitas Polk's Confederate cavalry. For 6 days, Union troops stayed in Meridian, destroying railroads, numerous other infrastructure, and supplies in the area. 115 miles of railroad, 61 bridges, and 20 locomotives were destroyed during this expedition. And Sherman later was quoted noting, "For 5 days, 10,000 men worked hard and with a will in that work of destruction. Meridian, with its depots, storehouses, arsenals, hospitals, offices, hotels, and cantonments, no longer exists." The same dogged spirit and determination which Sherman later pursued against the people of Georgia in his infamous March to the Sea was first displayed on the unfortunate residents of the Meridian, Mississippi area. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio in the History Department of Shriner University.